Shia Muslims across the globe are commemorating the martyrdom anniversary of Imam Reza, the 8th Shia Imam and successor to Prophet Muhammad. In Iran, especially in the holy city of Mashhad, millions of mourners have gathered at the holy shrine of Imam Reza to mark this sad day in history, reciting elegies in groups and giving out to charity or free food to the mourners.
Those who killed Imam Reza were ignorant. They were too ignorant to know his true value and position in Islam and history.
Imam Reza was martyred for his courage and free spirit. He was killed for defending the true principles of Islam, but he also showed us how to resist tyrant regimes.
Back in 818 AD, the Abbasid ruler Ma'mun forcibly brought Imam Reza to the northeastern Iranian province of Khorasan from the city of Medina in Saudi Arabia. 2 years later, the rightful successor to Prophet Muhammad was imprisoned, poisoned and murdered by Ma'mun. He was buried in this place called Mashhad al-Reza, or the place of martyrdom of Imam Reza. Imam Reza is the only Shia Imam reposing in Iran.
All Shia Imams were perfect role models for us. Whatever we've now, such as wisdom, love and faith, is all because of them.
God has said in His holy book that there will always be Imams throughout ages. Prophet Muhammad will always have a successor. We are waiting for a day in which his 12th successor Imam Mahdi returns and brings justice to the world.
Imam Reza directed Muslims to the right path and removed deviated views of those who tried to distort Islam. This way, the holy Imam protected and propagated the principles of Islam during his lifetime, until the vicious ruler of the time decided to eliminate him. His holy shrine is now one of the most extensively visited pilgrimage centers in the world. Shia Muslims believe that there's always an Imam of the age or rightful successor to Prophet Muhammad, who is the divinely appointed authority on all matters of faith and law in the Muslim community. They also believe that the 12th and the final Imam, called Imam Mahdi, is currently alive and hidden, and that one day he will return to bring justice to the world. Aman Adari, Press TV, Tehran.